Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones. Tell everybody you know within existence. Because this is us. Really. It is. This is personally really about something. You are listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. The one and only, except no substitutions. It's 7 o'clock here on the dot. Please, don't just listen. Talk. Get involved with the cause. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Please. All right. Good people. Now, once again, if you were following our show, you should be following this. It's like this. I was basically living in McKinleyville. McKinleyville, where horses had the right of way. I mean, I basically, we had everything there is to ask for in that town. We were doing it all. We were living it up. Really. I was a guy who kind of coasted through life, you know, just getting by. I didn't really think about big things and plans for the future. I didn't really think about it. But the truth was, it was there. It was all coming by, really. When I graduated high school, I just sat in my parents' house just thinking, what do I do next? What to do? I thought about it. Thought about it long and hard. And the truth is, I don't know. I don't know what to do now. I've actually got my own Blog Talk Radio show. See, I wasn't spinning records, basically. Just, like, I was basically broadcasting my opinions, giving my two cents, getting all into it. You know what I'm talking about. I was basically doing big things. I was doing great big things. All right, I was talking about big things. I was talking about what I was going to do. I was talking about, you know, what was wrong with the world. What is going on there? What is wrong with this world today? You know, the world would be a better place if we just that. That's what I did on the radio. That was a thing. And the truth is, I don't know. Eventually, my parents got tired of me. And around the holidays, no less, the end of the year, they told me to get out. It's not they wanted more time to themselves. They never got along. They said they basically let me stay as long as I did because otherwise I have to talk to each other. That's the truth. And they basically, they had enough. Well, I had enough of them too, so I basically packed up my stuff, just the clothes on my back and a backpack that was half full, and walked out the door and did not look back. But in a way, I was terrified, like, what was I going to do now? You know what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm out there on the street. I was out there without means. I was there without. Truth is, I don't know. I walked through the woods late at night thinking about maybe we'll get back to it. Maybe I can't be homeless. See, when you first get kicked out, it doesn't quite resonate with you. Oh, my God, now I'm on the street. You see, you think, okay, maybe things will pick up. You know, I'll be back where I was. I don't want to be like the rest of them, you know. In a way, I was wondering, like, what am I going to do now? I'm actually on the tank street. Went deeper into the woods, went by the camping site. And sure enough, lo and behold, there they were. the whole gang. There was basically this large man and the rest of his entourage. There they were. The one, the only, guy introduced himself as Comedian Organic OK, and the rest of his entourage. Now, they said they were going around all over picking up trash and whatever and trying to help the homeless. That was a thing. That was a thing. So the truth is, I started to talk to them, and I told them about my situation, about how I've been just getting by all throughout my life there in McKinleyville. I told them how basically I was just struggling. I did the bare minimum in life, and I was looking for basically, I don't know, and you know, Organic said, why don't you join us? Why don't I join the team? Like, I'll pay your way. I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you. And that was a thing. That was a real thing. We basically spent the rest of the night just sitting and talking, opening up, opening all up, telling each other all about everything and whatever. And I realized I had done everything I could and should except think about my future. I didn't think enough about it. And now it was kind of here. I was so lucky. I don't even tell you how lucky I was to fall into this, you know. I could have been one more person on the street that I was trying to help instead of the guy doing the helping. They were helping people on the street. They helped me. Wasn't officially on the street, but dang it, I was close. And then before I knew it, around the holidays, we took off and headed to Vicenza, Italy. We headed to Vicenza, Italy. All right. Now, you know we did big things there. Before the official, basically, year had taken off, there we were. We did a lot over there. You know, my whole life, all I had seen was McKinleyville. And I did everything there was to do there, everything. Didn't make me realize that there was more. More. It was true. It was a truth. It was an actual truth, whatever, that I guess I was so busy on this other thing that I missed out on the rest of the dang world. The world was there for me. It was there. And now I was going to get to see it with Organic. We're going to clean it up and help the people on it. Clean it up to get the people off of it and whatever. Now, if you've been following our show, we were last in Kenobi, Kenya, Africa. Now, here's the truth about Kenobi, Kenya, Africa. Here's the truth about it. Are you listening? Good. I was expecting there to be a wild jungle plain. I had no idea that people basically were literally, truly, that basically a country like Africa had become so civilized and whatever. But guess what? There were still people who were basically living in these makeshift shacks run by garbage everywhere. That was a real thing. Basically, we had helped to pick up garbage and whatever, and I tried to talk to some of the natives once again. They were not fluent in English, all but one. The guy who was kind of the self-appointed, almost kind of leader of all this, he was helpful and whatever, and he spoke the lingo. He spoke the tongue. I talked to him. Now, let me just start by once again saying that we were all there, still there in Kenya, Nairobi, Africa. And I wanted to leave. I wanted to leave. It's just that, look, the heat, the combination of the heat and the garbage, the smell, it got so bad. It's so nasty over there. And you know what else? It was especially hard to you know, basically picking up garbage in that heat, with that smell, heat, whatever, you know, you start to sweat and stink too doing this job. You know what I mean? I'm not kidding. Essentially, it was hard. It was just, it was so nasty all over. But the thing is, I knew we couldn't leave. Why? Because they needed us. I'm not kidding. Look, of all the places, I mean, they all needed our help, but this seemed to be a place where it was the worst. The worst physically. It was a place where things were the worst. Really, I looked at all of them and I saw that how hard they were struggling, whatever. How they were barely eking by. And how bad it was there. In other words, these people needed our help. What could we do? Help them get a house? Because we basically, those housing pods would come in handy here, but good Lord, how do we... We did a whole bunch of stuff, I mean, whatever. One of the things we did was basically we tried to help them with their little shacks, the little shacks that they had built, tried to help. Once again, they weren't even built out of real, you know, hardcore, sturdy building materials and whatever. What to do? What to do? Dang. I mean, once again, look, we had been places that snowed, that were basically really frozen, where the rain came down hard. That's sort of place where it was just hot and humid. I don't mean to be disrespectful. It was like being somebody's armpit. And once again, people were homeless here and whatever. And dang. Once again, the smell was killing me. I mean, it was painful, but I had to do it. I had to do it all. I basically asked Organic, I want to try to be friends with them too, you know, reach out to them. That's what we do. It's what we've done at every single one of these little events. We have done that. But what do I do? They don't speak English. Over there, they speak Afrikaans. I looked around for somebody who spoke the language. I couldn't understand what they were saying. Sometimes I got the point, you know, when they gestured and whatnot. Some of them, I didn't understand what they were saying, but they shook my hand because they were so grateful that somebody was there to help them and whatever. That was a good feeling. Dang. But once again, I did not speak the lingo. I had basically came across, once again, this guy who was like the tribe leader who did speak English. I thought it was remarkable. Here's a guy who survived here. Now, he lived. He had basically really had persevered. He was still here, and he was still here at his age. And he spoke English. I sat down and tried to be friends with him. I said, I'll help. That's what we're here for. I will help. I will honestly help. I will help. He told me about that it's really hard to live here. He told me, dang it all, how hard it was to get by here when you're homeless, when you're broke. Even in a big city like this, there are homeless people. There are basically people basically struggling to get by and all that jazz, whatever. It's 7:15 here on the dot, here on the program, cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here, the one and only Accept No Substitutions. Please, look, call in. Let us know what you're thinking. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Check out a singer by the name of Maya Harrison. She's got a voice. She's got a website, too. She's got a career. She's been around almost as much as we have. Now, the truth is, that basically I saw how hard things were there, harder for others. Now, we complain about how bad things are in our country, how bad things are, how we struggle. We're struggling now more than we've ever struggled. Things are bad. But look at things over here. I stood and talked with the guy on and on and on about, you know, everything. I talked with him about basically where we had been. All those adventures I'm telling you about right now, whatever, I told him about them. I told him about all the crusade that we are on, that we are here to help and save and cure and whatever. I told him how we had done stuff off the street, stuff. We had basically tried to feed people, get them money. We cut their nails and hair, trimmed their whiskers, whatever. We had basically done things to help the people who've been thrown out. It seems like now there are more people on the streets now than ever. It's a scary thought. Who will be next? Who's going to be thrown out next? Things are in a bad way, an awful way. And you know what? Let me be the first one to say, I'm fighting against this thing, but I don't know. You know, I've seen people who are fighting against it. I don't think, basically, we're doing, I don't think we're making the kind of progress that we need to be making at all. How much is being done here? What to do? I wanted to overcome. It would help my global pursuit of making the world a better place. I went back to basically picking up trash, whatever, and quadruple timing. I was trying to pick up all the mess here and whatever. I thought, should we be making basically this area a little bit nicer? Things are bad. Things are bad. Things are epically. Yeah, but what to do? What to do? All right, I'll tell you this much. I picked up an alarmingly high number of garbage. I basically cleaned up. I practically spit polished this area and whatever. I did it a record amount. I hustled so hard, even though I was sweating and starting to stink the whole dang time. And then something happened. Just as I was anxious to basically tell the elder, the old guy from the area, all about it, I was anxious to basically, whatever. He tragically, basically died. He was old, and it was dirty. It was dirty, dirty. I was especially upset. I feel like I did so much of this for him. He was a friend I had made. What killed him? The old age, the filth, heat exposure, lack of proper medicine? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I wish I did know. I would have tried to do something about that, too. I could see a lot of people in there mourning the guy. He didn't have the kind of biggest funeral procession that he deserved because, once again, he was a guy who was thrown out on the streets. He was a guy who was living in one of these makeshift shacks. But I could see everybody around him mourning him, and for a while, as we all kind of did, we almost spoke the same language. You think I'd be a little bit more prepared and used to this by now? But the truth is, I don't know. I'll tell you the truth, he was my friend. I loved the guy. He was so wise. People would, you know, want to hear what he had to say. People would. And the truth is, people basically I know other people felt the same way I felt about this guy. I was upset. I couldn't stop thinking about it. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we go all around. We try to basically clean up after them and whatever, to help them and whatever. But how much time have they got, these vagabonds, these people thrown adrift? Are we really helping? Are we really helping enough? I wondered what we could do about places like this. I mean, look, once again, Kenya, Kurobi, Africa. Now, here was a place that basically didn't have even the welfare and means that basically a lot of other places have. It was a terrible, terrible thing. It was the worst thing. I thought about, no, you know what? I still need to take pride in this. I need to take some pride. Because the truth is, the truth, I was basically still, honestly, I was still helping all these people out. I was making their lives a little bit better, a little bit easier. And they throw people out in the cold to die. They really do. They throw people out and whatever. They do that. They really do that. And some of them don't have much time. Some of them, the time is dated, but he was an old man. He got to live a long kind of life. I'm not going to forget him. He's going to be the reason. He's going to be the reason that we're going to basically clean up twice as hard and help out and clean and get by and whatever. You know, I'm still sad. I'm not going to get the opportunity to have a conversation with him again. He was so proud of what we were doing. In a way, we just want somebody to tell us that it's okay. We want people to basically tell us that they approve of what we're doing and that we're helping them. Just a thank you. A kind word. A kind word. And nothing compares than just seeing the faces of the people when we're out there helping them, getting up, getting by. Nothing. Nothing tops that. I remember, honestly, basically wishing that I could at least speak their language. I want to talk to the rest of these people. I want to basically hear that I'm their friend. I want to hear that I made an impact. I want basically here that we're doing something. Once again, we're not meant to save them all. We can't quite save them all, but Organic always said we should try to come close. We should try to save them all because this way we'll basically save as many as possible. It's a theory, you know. You try to reach for perfection, you never quite reach it, but you'll come close. Dang, it was something. It was absolutely something. It was a real thing. And the truth is, I was grateful, basically, that I got to make a difference here. Of course, like at the end of every single expedition, I would ask Organic, where to next? What next? And the truth is, Organic, when they said, dude, we're not done here. We got a lot more to do here. We got a lot more to do. A lot more. And the truth is, well, there's only so little we can do. I remember wondering, dude, I picked up all this garbage. Dude, DJ, just because that old guy is gone does not mean that our job is done. Look at all the people who need our help. But I picked up a lot of the garbage. No, we're not done yet. We're going to stick on here a little while longer and really help. It doesn't matter you can't talk to them. They don't understand you. That don't matter. What matters is we're going to basically try to work harder. We're going to do more. More. We're going to do more. We're going to do so much more. We've only just gotten started. Well, I think we're doing it for him. We're doing it for everybody. Everybody. I understood. I really did. This place is going to look a lot different when we're done. All right. Basically, you're listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here, the one and only. Now, you can pick up all our shows on those off the internet and whatnot on Blog Talk Radio. Feel free to leave a comment, get involved, do all this and that. All right. I want to hope you'll tune in next week for the next chapter. See what happens next. All right. Once again, this is Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. Really, it is. And we're going to be doing more. We're going to be touring, doing whatever. All right. Thank you for listening. Please, listen. Get involved. Remember, you can call us on the hotline, 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Thank you, and good night.